Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
1 week from the debate, will they both take the debate stage? That's the question. We'll find out. And tomorrow we'll be live in Cape May for our first official live show of the summer. So please join us for that tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. Jimmy Fallon is going to stop by. We're going to have some great guests there. We'd love to have you. You do not need a ticket to come to the show. You don't have to have a reservation. That's tomorrow. Tuesday is Jack Carr. Now, for Jack Carr, you do need a ticket, and I don't know if there's any left, but go to 1210wphd.com. I think there's a handful left, and that's Tuesday night. So we got a lot going on, all right? A lot of balls up in the air. Saturday is Jimmy Fallon's comedy show up in Homedale, Red Bank area, and David Gelman bought tickets he'd love to give to you tomorrow in Cape May if you're there. It's not a contest, and we're not giving them away as a station, and I'm not giving them away. They're David's tickets, so he's got them, and he just told me, he said, if you want to go to Jimmy's show, just find him, and he'll have tickets for you. He'll be there tomorrow, so I'll point him out to you. So you can make a whole weekend out of it. And then Trump's coming to Philly on Saturday. Maybe you're doing that. I don't know. All I know is it's going to be friggin' hot out, and tomorrow at the Grand Hotel, we'll be on the 5th floor ballroom, and it's super air-conditioned, and the bar is open, and that bar will be open. And that bar, you bet, will not run out of alcohol. I promise you that, all right? I promise you that. My solemn vow to you, you have nothing to worry about when it comes to that. So Jaws opened today in 1975, by the way. Just so you know, speaking of that. June 20th, 1975, groundbreaking and terrifying, Jaws opened in theaters, leaving people speechless and afraid of the beach. And, you know, it was based on the shark attacks in New Jersey. That's what Peter Benchley based it on in his book. He just moved it to Massachusetts. But we're definitely going to need a bigger boat tomorrow, that's for sure. No doubt about it. At KMA, it's going to be a blast. So will Trump do debate prep is what I keep seeing this in the media. Will he do debate prep? Well, first of all, his version of debate prep is very different from a traditional debate prep session, as I've told you about in the past. And I can't go into much detail about it. But all I can tell you is this. I'm not worried about ability to debate. What I'm worried about is the fact that there's no audience and that it's going to be the moderators and Biden teaming up to go after Trump and put him on the defensive and the side of him that gets angry is what is going to become what everybody sees. And he thrives off crowds, and he thrives off the energy of the people in the room. And I think it's a disadvantage that there's no audience. And they're doing that to protect Pops, because Biden gets distracted very easily, very easily. And he starts yelling at people in the crowd. He becomes like Shecky the comic who's getting heckled. And he'll just start yelling at people like, don't make me come down there. And I'll kick your head. You're the president. Relax. That's advantage for Trump. But I think for Biden, I was at a cigar dinner last night at Tavistock Country Club, thanks to my buddy Lynn Turner and Frank Troy for inviting me, and all my friends I got to see there yesterday. We were having this conversation about what's the bar, what's it all about? For Biden, it's just about surviving. Get through it 90 minutes and not be comatose. That's their hope. That's their goal. That's what everything's about for them. Now, if you are Trump, you should go in there and you should say, look, I mean, if I'm him, I'm borrowing Reagan's line and just ask yourself, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago when I was president? And compare our records and try to keep getting back to the record, because they're going to keep trying to say he's a convicted felon, and they're going to try to needle him as much as possible. And he's going to say, you know, it's Crooked Joe and everything like this. But I think you win when you get to the record. You win when you get back to, hey, look, when I was president, the economy was great. We didn't have this invasion going on, and Russia did not invade Ukraine. Things were really good back then. And I would just keep reminding people of that fact. This is an interesting election. We've never had an election like this in 120 years or something like that, where you can compare side by side the two guys who've already done the job. Not just what they say they're going to do. You can compare the jobs that they did in a side-by-side analysis. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. Now, what the left is doing, and let me tell you what they're up to here. So you heard Karine Jean-Pierre the other day come out and say that these videos of Biden that you're seeing, they're deep fakes. They're cheap fakes. They're highly selectively edited and blah, blah, blah. Now, they're not. They're not. And I said to you yesterday, maybe they should stop talking about this because all they're doing is making people watch them. But here's the rub. And I see what their game is now. I see it's very obvious. Just like with the Hunter Biden laptop story, they censored it under the guise that it was hacking and that hacking violates their policies. So therefore, they can't let you share stories about the Hunter Biden laptop. They did this back in October of 2020. And I remember at the time saying, nobody's accusing this of being a hacked laptop. It's a question of whether or not it's Hunter Biden's or not. They're telling us it's Russian disinformation. Twitter's blocking us from talking about it or sharing it because they're saying they don't allow hacking content to be shared. I'm like, what? Nobody's suggesting that Miranda Devine's article was hacked from Hunter Biden's laptop. Facebook did the same kind of crap. But what they'll do is they'll say, well, these videos are so selectively edited that we can't show them. You know what this is all about? This is all about getting a blackout on Joe Biden videos so that you can't see just how bad he's doing. And to prove that point, Dana Bash had a little panel on CNN. And Dana Bash is going on about this. And she actually says to the point, she goes, you know, I'm hesitant to show Biden footage for the fear of boosting these cheap fakes. This is from our friends over at Newsbusters. Take a listen.
I want to make a bit of a turn in our conversation to something that we've been wanting to talk about on the show for a little bit. And just to be totally transparent, trying to figure out how to do it. And when I say it, it is a lot of memes and what the White House is calling cheap fakes, which means that there are videos that are being put out on social media and then amplified on conservative media that in some cases are just not right, and in other cases are highly, highly misleading of President Biden. It's the question that I started this conversation with, is how much to talk about it versus how much to just kind of ignore it, and we're trying to kind of do both here. What are your thoughts?
Let's stop it right there for a second, Matt. All right. You see the game, right? This is the game now. We won't show videos of the president because they might be cheap fakes. So the videos that you see of Biden looking terrible and wandering off and getting distracted and having to be escorted off the stage by his good buddy / puppet master Barack Obama, we can't show those. They might be cheap fakes. Just like the Hunter Biden laptop story, we couldn't let you talk about it and share it because it violated our hacking policy. It may not be real. They are all in on it. It's the three-legged stool, the unholy triad of the government, big tech, and the corporate media, once again. So when Karine Jean-Pierre came out the other day and said, these are all cheap fakes. And then when Nicole Wallace parroted that and Joe Scarborough parroted that, and they all came out and they were yelling about this. And we played you the montage from our buddy Tom Elliott at Grabian, all going out there and saying the same thing. These are deceptively edited. No, they're not. Nobody's saying that. Nobody is saying that. For real. I mean, they're saying it, but it's an accusation. Nobody's actually proven how the videos are edited. But what it's about is getting them to have a justification to not show them to you. By saying, well, you know, we as a network, we can't sully ourselves by showing what could be possible cheap fakes of Biden. So we're just not going to show any videos. Unless he's doing really, really good in it. And then, in which case, then we'll show you. Unless he's had his vitamin B12, Adderall, cocaine cocktail delivered intravenously, obviously. In which case, then, yeah, we'll show it to you. Otherwise, no, we're not showing it. Could be a cheap fake. Cheap fake! That's such a scam. All right, but let's keep going with this, Matt. Thank you.
I have never seen something like, in any election I've covered, the topic of frailty and age being so important and impactful to voters. I mean, you see this with how sensitive the Biden campaign is to any sort of perception that he is too old, that he has not even lost a step, but he has sort of become a little more frail, and how eager the Trump campaign is to amplify that, even though both candidates are old. They are old.
Stop it right there. Stop it. It's not age. And this is the other little game that they try to play. They go, well, they're both old guys. Come on. So he's lost a step. They're both old. This is not about age. This is about the fact that Biden's lost his friggin' mind. Not lost a step. He's lost his mind. Big difference between losing a step. Everybody after a certain age starts losing a step. You know, you turn 40 and it's kind of, they used to joke, you know, you're over the hill. Now, I don't know if it's still like that now. But the point is that we're not suggesting that they're not losing a step. It's he's lost his freaking mind. That's the issue. But if they keep bringing it back to age, then it tries to level the playing field. Well, they're both the same, basically. Biden's a couple years older, but they're both really old. They want you talking about age, not Biden's dementia. And then they've won. So it's a two-prong approach. First is ban any videos that make Biden look bad physically or mentally, for that matter, when he starts spouting nonsense or talking to dead people or whatever. Ban them, get them censored. Number two, convince everybody these are just two old guys. And they're basically all the same playing field. So there you go. It's the same. All right, let's keep going.
But this is the issue that some voters and low information voters really care about.
But there's that, which is a reality. You have a 78-year-old and an 82-year-old, 81-year-old. And we have lots of examples of both of them.
Yeah.
Maybe Trump's aren't played as much, but both of them appearing to use your words, lose a step. That's one thing. The other thing is to take something that actually happened and make it look worse than it is.
Mm-hmm. And listen,
how do they
the
do
Trump
that?
Campaign is
stop. How do they make it look worse? How are they doing that? See, this is the corporate media doing what the corporate media does and covering up for Biden and the Democrats. Dana, if you want to be a journalist, then explain to us how people are doing that, making them look worse than they actually are. How? Are they slowing it down? Are they speeding it up? What are they doing? They can't answer that question because they know that it's nonsense. These videos, they are what they are. You can have a different interpretation of them, but nobody is making the videos look worse. They just are the videos. And you may look at them and go, I think Biden's fine. You may look at them and go, I think Biden's lost it. That's an interpretation. But what you can't say is that the videos are selectively edited or highly edited or made to look, make Biden look worse. How? In the video of him fall off the bike, is that somebody edited that? He actually never fell off the bike? The Air Force Academy stage, he never actually fell. Somebody edited that, and then that clip went viral. But in the actual video, it's president just walked off the stage fine. Stop. You know, Donald Sutherland died today. He was a great actor. Died a little while ago before he got on the show, 88 years old. I always remember that scene in JFK where he plays Mr. X. Starts talking about all the... It was a character that Oliver Stone created from all the various conspiracy theories around the Kennedy assassination. He did a great job in that movie. As he did in other movies, too. Animal House. This is my job, people. Tremendous actor. But I keep thinking about JFK and with Donald Sutherland, and I went back and rewatched that scene with him in the movie with Kevin Costner. And you could Zapruder film Joe Biden all you want, you know, back into the left and back into the left. You can Zapruder film this all you want, but like the Zapruder film, this is not edited here. You watch it and you come to your conclusions. Kennedy was assassinated because the bullet comes straight ahead, or it comes from the back, or it comes from the left to look at his head and blah, blah, blah. But that's an analysis. But what you can't do is lie to the American people and say that these videos are made to, they're made to look, to make Biden look worse, without them explaining how that's done. Really, it's a lie and it's dishonest. You're not doing a service to your audience, because if that's the case, explain to us the process by which they do that. If they're making these videos look worse, how do they do it? How do they work that out exactly? I'm curious. I'm not a video guy. I don't know how to do anything when it comes to that stuff. Nothing. But I would like to know. I'd like to learn. So teach me. Maybe bring in a video guy who can explain to the audience how you make these Biden videos look worse. In which case, then you'd have to show the raw footage. And there's the problem. It is the raw footage. And they know that. So they just say these claims. They don't back them up. They don't back up the claims by saying, because look, for example, Dana, here's Joe Biden getting into the Suburban. You can see he jumps right in, takes the wheel, fights with the Secret Service agents. But here's the Republican version, the MAGA version, where you see Biden struggling to get into the SUV. They did that by slowing down the footage and making it seem like Biden's in slow motion. No. You notice how they can't show any evidence of how they can possibly make Biden look worse? Well, Dana, here's the one where he appears to shake hands with the invisible man. There actually is somebody in the video. Let's show the raw video on top of it. Aha, you see there's a person there. They edited that person out because it's the raw footage. But now you know what they're up to. They know there's going to be a lot more of these moments, a lot more of them. And they now have an excuse to turn around and say, well, we can't show them because it might be a cheap fake. So, sorry, we'll show you Trump's moments. And like everybody else, he'll make mistakes because we're all human and we make mistakes. But we can highlight those. But we won't show Biden in the wild. We will show you the videos the White House wants us to show you, where Biden's got his B12 Adderall cocaine IV infusion. And we'll show you those. But the other ones, you know, out of our journalistic integrity, you're not journalists and you have no integrity. Seinfeld reference. Yes, Seinfeld, Santo. Exactly. You're not journalists and you have no integrity. But that's what will be their justification, just like it was with the Hunter Biden laptop. Well, we can't talk about this because it might be Russian disinformation. We can't let you share the story with your friends. It might be Russian disinformation. So for that reason, then, we have to turn around and take it down. It's a joke. It really is. But now at least you know what they're up to. All right, 855-839-1210. If you want to weigh in today on everything we are discussing, 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Tomorrow, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, 3 to 7 p.m. Excited to be there. Excited to see you there. And Jimmy Failla is going to be stopping by. So make sure you join us for that. You do not need a ticket. You do not need a reservation to come to the show. Just go on up to the fifth floor ballroom and it'll be air conditioned. The bar will be open and the drinks will be flowing. All right. Coming right back. We got a lot to talk about today. 1 week to go until the first presidential debate.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Thanks for being here today. 1 week from today is the debate. And how's it going to go? We'll find out. We'll certainly be tuned into that. I got to tell you, you know, it's It's a crazy time politically, as we all know. It's the summer, and it's a 2024 presidential election year. The former and future president coming to Philadelphia on Saturday. The debate next week. The Republican National Convention is only a few weeks away. And then the Democrat National Convention is at the end of August. For a lot of people, they're living their lives. You know, my son graduated third grade today. A lot of people have graduations right now. They're going on vacation. They're not as tapped into this as we are. But at some point, they will be back and fully paying attention. And isn't it interesting they're doing the debate with Biden next week in June? Isn't that interesting? So what are some theories around that? Well, first of all, I guess the one theory is that by doing it now, if Biden has a really, really, really bad night, they know what they got to do. If Biden somehow, that IV is pumping and he's out there and he's all Adderalled up, and maybe they think we can keep this guy going. You got to wonder if this is a trial run, don't you think? June 27th is the debate, the presidential debate. It's freaking June. Nobody's paying attention besides us. Most Americans just go and live their lives. How many people are going to take time away from their family vacation to turn on the debate? You know what I mean? I'm working that day. And we're doing a live show in the hub here at the Odyssey World Headquarters for the people that gave money to the Travis Manning Foundation. So it'll be on the air, and then I'll definitely watch it, and I'll probably do some commentary as well. Got to figure that out, but we live this stuff. This is our Super Bowl. This is our, you know what I mean? It's the equivalent, honestly, of people who are really into the Phillies or really into the Eagles. Or I mean, this is our season. If you like politics, this is your time. This is your time right now. It's presidential election year. But for a lot of people, they're kind of casually like politics, and you know, I live this stuff. But then there's a whole other group of people that they don't want to hear anything about this right now. They just want to deal with the fact that their kids are graduating, summer vacation, trying to figure out how to afford it, and then summer camp and deal with it. But they're having the first presidential debate next week, and that's what the Biden campaign wanted. Remember, Trump was out there pushing for these debates. The Biden campaign agrees to do a debate in June. I don't think the guy's got much time left. I really don't. And I think when people say to me, like somebody said to me last night at the cigar dinner I was at Tavistock, they said, well, aren't they running out of time? I said, no, because the convention is not until August. So they got plenty of time. So what if you're going into this debate next week and you're Joe Biden's people, are you setting the guy up knowing what the inevitable is going to be? Now, as far as the video clips go, and this idea now that like Dana Bash said, you know, I don't know if I can show these things because they may be cheap fakes without doing any journalistic work whatsoever to show how they could be a cheap fake by showing you the raw versus the edited video. That's because the raw video is actually even worse. It hasn't been edited in any way, shape, or form. But when you look at it, Matt, you took a look at the, what do you mean by the raw footage from the G7?
Yeah, so it actually, the raw footage may be worse than the supposed edited footage. So the Biden team has been arguing that if you watch the raw unedited footage, you'll see that Biden's speaking to a paratrooper. But that is not the case. When you watch the unedited version, he's staring kind of in the direction of the paratrooper. He's definitely not talking to the paratrooper. It doesn't appear as though his mouth's moving. The paratrooper never even looks up or pays any attention to him. And by the time Giorgia Meloni, the Italian prime minister, grabs him, he's actually staring into the trees or the woods that are behind him. So the unedited version, in my opinion, is probably worse. Because when I saw the original version that was posted that's supposedly doctored, it is zoomed in on Biden, and you can't see the paratrooper. But I kind of wondered, like, oh, I wonder if somebody else is over there, and they're just, you know, Maloney's trying to get his attention to bring him back to the group. Well, the like I said, the unedited version kind of proves that there was somebody there, but Biden wasn't talking to him.
All right, when you say edited, just define that for us, because when you say the unedited versus the edited, how was the other footage edited?
It's just zoomed in. There's no actual edit. It's just zoomed in on Biden so that you can see his reactions and his mannerisms a little bit better than you can on the raw footage.
Gotcha.
But there isn't, like, yeah, there's no frame that's been edited or changed.
No frame that's been edited or anything like that.
Not that
when
I
you
tell.
Look at the big. So in other words, their argument is by zooming in, you make Biden look worse. Your point is if you zoom out, you actually look even worse.
Yeah, because the zoomed-in version, I kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt and thought that there was perhaps somebody there that he was speaking to. The zoomed-out version, the original version, you can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore because there is no conversation going on.
Interesting. Well, there you go. So that's it. I mean, they can make this argument all they want, but you see with your own eyes. But the goal here is to justify the censorship of these videos going forward. That's what Dana Bash is saying. She's just saying the quiet part out loud. They're just going to take the same playbook that they did with the Hunter Biden laptop and say, sorry, we can't talk about it. We can't share it. We can't show it because we might be pushing disinformation out there. So, sorry, folks. Can't do it. And that's what worries me and frustrates me because I see the con. That's the con. That's the great con that we're dealing with right now is that. Is that they have found a way now to justify censorship again, once again. And these are the same people we're going to put in charge of protecting our children from big tech and the corporate media. From big tech as far as social media goes, I should say. I'll get into what the governor of New York did a little bit later in the show today, but there you go. Here's Maggie Haberman on the debate. So Maggie Haberman from the New York Times, not a huge Trump fan, as you know. She's also a senior political correspondent for CNN. And she joined Anderson Cooper 360 alongside a panel to discuss the upcoming presidential debate. Take a listen. Cut two.
Trump is taking this more seriously than people allow publicly, right? I mean, in public, his aides often downplay the prep that he does.
Right.
He's been doing not standard debate prep. He doesn't have stand-ins as of now for Biden in these debates.
So he's not doing mock debates.
He's not doing mock debates. No, that could certainly change. But he's been doing what they've been describing as policy time, where they bring in different people to brief him. A bunch of senators have come in. Last week, Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Eric Schmidt both briefed him at the RNC headquarters after his meetings with lawmakers around Capitol Hill, which was his first major meeting with party members since he became the presumptive nominee. And they are focusing on various issues that could come up, abortion, health care, energy.
The idea of debate prep, and Trump is not like sitting around a table or doing the same kind of things. He's a freewheeling kind of guy, but he will definitely be getting people's thoughts on different things. And they'll give him what they think he should say and do. But ultimately, he's going to get up there and he's going to do what he wants. Now, the question is, this is a different kind of Trump. It's much more like the 2016 Trump than the 2020 Trump. Well, that's what Chuck Todd says. Chuck Todd says Trump may have his swagger back. First of all, I don't really think Trump lost his swagger. I think if you go back to 2020, we were in the middle of a pandemic. It was, again, the same nonsense. They were hiding the Hunter Biden laptop. It was he had just dealt with being impeached over Russia collusion, Ukraine phone call. I mean, and then they had the Russia investigation. He was very angry. And I think that side showed a little bit too much. And Biden looked angry, too. The two of them, it was like grumpy old men a lot, interrupting each other and shouting names at each other. But now the worry is Trump's got his mojo back. He's winning in all these polls. He's beating them in the courts. Even though they found him guilty in New York, he's still ultimately going to prevail. And it hasn't hurt him politically anyway. But all the other cases are blowing up. And it's only gotten stronger. He's winning in all the swing states. He's doing better with the black vote than he was in 2020. He's winning with the Hispanic vote. So does he go in there next Thursday night and he's got a jovial side to him where he says, you know, listen, things were better 4 years ago. And you know it, and I know it, too. And he has a lot of fun. That's what they're really worried about. They're really worried that the side of Trump that we all see, that if you know him and you follow him and you go to his rallies, a very high, very likable guy. He really is, especially one-on-one. Very likable. He's a people person. He's not an introvert, and he's not one of those people that doesn't like to talk to people. You see it yourself whenever you watch those videos. But they're hoping that they can get him so angry that night that you'll only see the anger side of him. See, what Chuck Todd is doing here is they're making sure everybody knows. Listen, Trump may be getting his swagger back here a little bit, so you better find a way to set the guy off prior to that debate. Cut number one.
I don't mean to simplify this, but, you know, Donald Trump's
rhetoric even, and even his sort of swagger looks more like 2016 in the campaign you covered so closely, Katie, than he looks in 2020. And in fact, I was just discussing this with somebody we all know on this call, on this program. I'm going to leave his name out of it because he didn't know I was going to quote him just now. But he even noted, we were talking about this idea that when Trump's losing, the worst version of Trump shows up. And when Trump's winning, or he thinks he's ahead, he's actually a different person, a different candidate. I mean, just, I think Vaughn could probably speak to this now. The Donald Trump in Detroit, and those events he did, he was oddly loose. He was trying to be funny and all of this, where from about 2017 to 2022, we had, and even 2023 through the primaries, it's been nothing but angry grievance Trump, right? Angry, angry, angry. It's interesting, if he somehow drops the grievance, he could end up looking more like that 2016 candidate. Maybe. Where he's the outside disruptor.
But
now, he's got every right to be aggravated. I'd be aggravated, too, if I were him. And they keep coming after me in court. But here's the thing. There are a lot of people in this country right now who are pretty angry. Not angry in the sense of the white rural rage lie that's been perpetrated, but they're angry about the economy, their bills, the price of food, the fact that the summer camp costs are skyrocketing. And it's just like the question of when Trump taps into that anger and says, here I am, I'm taking the slings and arrows for you, that works for him because people are fired up out there. Things are not going great. Things are not going great for people. It doesn't mean that they're all walking around every day looking to overthrow the United States Capitol like the left wants us to believe. But yeah, when they go to check out at ShopRite or Wegmans or whatever, they're angry about the price of food. They're angry about the price of gas. They're angry about the fact that their summer camp prices have gone up 20%. They haven't had a raise in 4 years. And things were better under that guy. But they're worried. They're worried about the charming side of Trump, too. Because Joe Biden has no range anymore. Trump's got range. If you were at the Wildwood rally, you saw it. I mean, spoke for, I don't know, however, 90 minutes or something. He's got lots of different emotional ranges. Biden, it's just survival mode at this point. It really is. Biden can't be up there for 90 minutes and be charming and also funny and also fired up and pat. He's just trying to survive. That's it. So the best way with their hope is that they can just get angry Trump for the entire time and that will turn off people. But I have a feeling that he'll show, I hope he shows a little more of the of all the aspects of his personality, makes some quips at Joe Biden. He's good at making fun of Joe Biden. And then whatever anger he feels can be expressed by, they're coming for you, I'm standing in their way, like he said before. And that will translate to people as this guy gets it. It's like the rappers and the people that say, Trump's from the streets now. You know, we've been targeted and now he's being targeted. And so they get that. That's why he's gangsta and they put, teenage boys put his poster on their walls now and people get Trump tattoos of Trump's mugshot. So we'll see. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you would like to weigh in. Now, I tell you, we're going to be live in Cape May tomorrow. I'm very excited about that. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our next live show. And I'm very, very grateful to my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for all the work they've done in my home. Somebody asked me last night at the event, they said, do you really use Emmons? First of all, I can't, by law, lie and say I use a sponsor that I don't, number one. But number two, I'm an honest person, so I always tell you the truth. Of course, I've been using Emmons for the last 7 years, probably. First they did was our roof in the old house, my old house. They did the roof. Loved it. Great job. Do the windows, do the doors, siding, and they did great work for us. And now in our new home, they've already replaced some skylights and some doors. And we're going to do more projects. Because I trust Matt and Stephanie, the owners of Emmons Roofing and Siding. And they're great people. And they also understand the economy's tough. So they're offering each and every one of my listeners a 10% inflation relief discount. That's right. 10% off roofing. It's a lifetime warranty on that roof with the best in the business Owens Corning shingle. A 10% discount on Anderson window replacement. Doors, siding, and so much more. Emmons is truly your one-stop shop for all your home improvement needs. So just go to emmonsroofing.com today. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. You will have a great experience with them. And the work is going to be guaranteed, and you'll be happy. And here's something else, too. When it comes to your home, no matter where it's located, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, or the Jersey Shore, Emmons will take great care of it. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Protect the vote is crucial to this election. It is. It's everything. It's so crucial to this election. Because if we don't have the confidence that we can go into this and believe that it's going to be real, we got a problem. And that means Republicans are going to stay home. I don't want that to happen. I really don't. It's a mental game, too, though. You know, you have to have people believe that this election is going to be real and that they don't have to worry about it. Otherwise, yeah, they'll just sit it out. There's a lot of negativity out there, too. You know, I hear people say quite a bit to me, I don't know, Rich, no matter what they're going to do, they're going to cheat. I just keep saying back to that. I say, well, if that's the point, if that's the case, then why do we even try? Why do we even try? And I'm telling you, you think about that for a second, and you say to yourself, well, Trump's going for it. He's putting his heart and soul into it. Of course you're going to try to cheat. Of course you're going to come up with something. I tell you all the time, rule nothing out with these people. Rule nothing out. You know, after the 2020 election, and it was, I want to say, it was after January 6th, and right before that point had happened, right before the Electoral College had certified the vote, or the Congress had, I should say, the Congress had certified the results of the Electoral College. I remember my buddy Dana Perino making this point. She said, what's the rush? Prior to that January 6th date, what's the rush? Trump believes there was cheating, and he wants to look into this at all angles, and what's the rush here? And she was right, and I kept saying that too. Once they certify that election, though, I said, now we have to think about 2024, because it's going to be here before you know it. And you keep hearing people say, well, we can't keep relitigating 2020. Well, it's true, we can't. But we have to learn from 2020 and what they're capable of. And I will tell you, they're capable of everything from unleashing a global pandemic, because I don't rule that out either. Listen, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but what I also know is that I don't know what that word means anymore. I don't know what that means. Think about it. I mean, everything that we've been told the last several years, you were a conspiracy nut if you believe that COVID came from a lab, if you believe the Hunter Biden laptop was real, if you believe that that our kids weren't dying of COVID and should be in schools, or you believe that they were trying to indoctrinate our children with all this content and that the government was targeting moms at school board meetings to try to suppress them into silence, you were a conspiracy kook. So my question always came back to, well, define that for me. What does that mean? What does that mean? The COVID virus came out of the lab in 2019 at the Military World Games when our soldiers were over there. It's very possible COVID was unleashed as a bioweapon. You can't rule that out. Because if you don't have all the evidence, how could you? How could you rule it out? Remember what the little game, the little stunt that Fauci and his merry band of gain-of-function researchers did? They ruled out the lab leak without having evidence to prove it came from nature. This is what they do in order to push a narrative. They will rule something else out. You turn to them and say, well, but where's the evidence to rule option A out? They don't provide it for you. They don't have to. They rule out Hunter Biden's laptop being real. Well, what are you basing that on? They don't have to provide that. They tell you that Biden's videos are cheap fakes. Based on what? They don't have to provide that. So then as you become more skeptical, you say, well, then why should I rule out the idea that potentially China unleashed COVID as a bioweapon to try to hurt Trump because he was being tough on China's economy? And people go, that's crazy. Is it, though? Because I was told it was crazy that it even came out of a lab. I was told that I was nuts for believing that. So with regards to the election, I tell you that there's nothing they're not capable of doing. Nothing. I know there was fraud in the 2020 election because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was at the epicenter of it. You don't have to even get into voting machines and everything. Just look at what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did by changing the time, matter, and place of the election in violation of Pennsylvania law. But we've learned a lot. We understand their tactics and what they're capable of. The best offense is a strong, or I should say the best defense is a strong offense. So this time around, you got to go into election month, election season, anticipating all the things they could do. So, for example, I've said to you before, if they are going to do drop boxes, there should be a camera on that drop box, live streamed 24 hours a day so that everybody can take turns watching that camera. Because the last time we had cameras on drop boxes, we found out that the clerk was stuffing the drop box. And we only know about it because somebody blew the whistle on her because it was her camera from her office. So we can't trust the government to watch the drop boxes. So put it on public websites and let people watch. Great. Great idea right there. You now have an eyes and ears on this. And then, of course, when there's the inevitable funky blackout or delay or something like that, well, then hopefully by then we could have figured out how we can have a backup so that they can't play that game with us, where the tape loops or something like that, or the video loops back or whatever nonsense. Think 10 steps ahead of these people and consider every possible opportunity of what they could do, what they could achieve. And then be ready for it. And a big part of that, then, of course, is going to be instilling confidence in people. Get your mail-in ballots, put them in, and trust that we've got people who are paying attention this time. And don't sit home and don't have this attitude of like, no matter what they do, they're just gonna, no matter what we do, they're going to steal it. It's going to be rigged. If you go into that, we're going to lose. I'm just telling you now, if you go into it with that attitude, we'll lose. No doubt about it. And they want you to. They want you to stay home. It's very similar to the last election in New Jersey for governor. Remember, Jack Cittarelli almost beat King Philip the Unaccountable, and 400,000 Republicans stayed home because the polls showed he had a 13-point lead. Think about 2016 and what we were told about the polls with Hillary Clinton's lead. Imagine if Republicans had said, I don't think he has a chance, I'm not voting, and stayed home. in some of those key places like Pennsylvania. So polls are used to manipulate people. They're used as a psyop to get you to believe that, hey, this thing's in the bag. So don't even bother. Don't even waste your time. Think about that, too. Think about every possible scenario that could come up, from the bird flu to them doing a swaparoo at the convention or even after the convention. Sonia Sotomayor leaves the court. She doesn't want to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They move Kamala over there. Start with a whole fresh ticket. These people are capable of anything, and particularly because it's Donald Trump. They cannot let him win. So they'll do whatever they got to do. The only thing we can do is what's in our area of control. That's it. It's all we can worry about. What's in our area of control right now is ensuring the most secure election possible. That's going to take volunteers. It's going to take poll watchers. It's going to take attorneys who are ready to be eyes and ears that day on election day and throughout the entire election season. And lots of lawsuits. Gear up for them. It's going to be a lot of that, too. No doubt. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll talk more as we continue the show, but we have a guest coming up, and she is the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, and I've spoken to her before. She's a former model, Elizabeth Pipko. Great follow, by the way, on social media, too, at Elizabeth Pipko. So I'll talk to her in the next hour, and don't forget, live tomorrow from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I want you to join us for that. We're going to have such a great day. Saturday night, Jimmy Fallon's comedy show in Red Bank. I hear there'll be tickets tomorrow from our buddy David Gelman, who bought them. He just may have tickets for you. If you go up and ask nicely, you can go see Jimmy's show Saturday night, make a weekend out of it. And then Tuesday's Jack Carr. So we've got a lot of great events going on, a lot of fun, and I'm glad you're here. I want to thank my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria for being such a great dentist. The master of dental implants, or simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. So go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. You will see, as so many people have, that there's just no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. What are you waiting for? Go see him today. Look, you deserve a great smile. You really do. You deserve a great smile, and Dr. Mike is the man who's going to give you that great smile. My family trusts Dr. Mike Veneria, and you should trust him as well. He's also a great conversationalist. He's got lots of thoughts on the election, and he also plays great music in the office, too. And those things matter to me. He's got good people who work for him. They'll take great care of you. Get the smile of your dreams today with my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.